Hello everybody, Alan here, and today I want to talk about a new idea I have had to do some language practice on our own with no more than a piece of paper and a pen. I call this idea mind word essays. With this idea you can practice thinking in a language, writing, reading and grammar, speaking and listening. You can do this anywhere, I think, whilst travelling, for example, or at home, or with friends. I had the idea when I was flying to Germany on an aeroplane, and I wanted to practice German, but I had nothing with me except a pen and paper. The idea is simple, and you can do this in any language, but I will demonstrate it here in English. You start with a simple sentence. For example, my friend has a car. You write it down. Next, you quickly think of extra words to make the sentence bigger. For example, my good friend has bought a new car. You write this down under the first sentence. Now you make another sentence from your head. Don't worry about making mistakes. My good friend from London has bought himself a new red car which he likes very much. You write this down also. Then you write a bigger sentence. My very good friend from London, who I spoke with last week, has told me he has bought himself a new red car, which he likes very much. So we have four sentences. This is probably enough, although you could write more if you wanted to. You can then check the sentences as well as you can for grammar and spelling, and then read each sentence out loud and listen carefully to how you say them. So, from four sentences, you have a lot of chance to practice many different language skills. I believe that this will help also to improve fluency. The important thing is to think of it like a game and enjoy it, getting the words from your head as you can. This will make you think more clearly in the language and help you to think out the words you need when you have a conversation with people later. So enjoy your mind essays. You can keep them and look at them again in a few weeks and try the same sentences again to see if you can think of words more quickly than before. Be good, be happy, and bye for now.